Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey!
Don't play the intro.
Hi, this is Ricky and Julian, and we're the hosts of the Foul Monkeys podcast. We're live here on Pride 48 every Sunday.
Please join us and over 30 other podcasters for a live 48-hour podcasting marathon, June 25th through the 27th, right here on Pride 48. Ricky could fuck up. You could fuck up a wet dream, I swear to God. You have like three things to do, and you fuck it up. And while the tease time intro is playing, I'm like, don't play the promo as he's clicking to play the promo.
We had to play it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we do. What's the difference? What's it matter what order it's in? Is Joan Crawford like coming from the dead and she's telling you, if you don't do it, wires.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Today is June 20th.
2010.
Thank you for downloading episode 296. We really appreciate it. You're listening to the greatest podcast ever.
We're going
to
call this episode, Ricky's fucking it up again.
My mom hasn't called this week. I'm kind of upset about that.
Oh my God. I'm worried about her.
I know.
Maybe she ate too much of the C's candies.
I kind of want that now to see what it tastes like. So send it to our P.O. box because I want it now. I've never had it. I want to know what it tastes like.
I think it comes all the way from California.
All the way from California.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
which by the time it gets to Florida in the mail, it'll be a
blob of poop.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because it's like 9,000 degrees here.
I wonder if they ship it to you on ice.
I doubt it.
That would kind of suck. I'd be pissed. I'd have to ask for my money back.
You know, you'd be there with a little paring knife cutting
scraping
out
it off,
a little chunk.
Right, scraping it right off the aluminum foil or whatever it's on. empty stomach.
What about your gentleman caller earlier?
No. Wasn't one. Sorry. Believe me, wish there was.
Speaking of that, why hasn't there been? You know,
I don't know.
Nothing cheers a single girl up quite like a good gentleman caller from time to time.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
I think so.
That's what I need.
You need a good dose of penicillin.
A good big old dose.
High in protein, low in fiber, hopefully.
Oh, Daniel Brewer's going to be in town on July 4th. Cool. Well, maybe we can meet up with him.
Oh, cool.
Since we were supposed to be in town. Or in Austin, but
maybe he can actually show you how to use.
Yeah,
the
he can
audio
come to the house. He can hook up everything. Yay! He can come here and hook everything up the way it's supposed to be.
And then when our show sounds like crap, we can blame him.
I am so super excited right now. It's not even funny.
And actually, there's a lot worse sounding shows out there. So.
How dare you call other people out?
Well, I didn't call no names, but there are shows that sound like they've recorded on the Radio Shack realistic, reel-to-reel tape player from 1972.
I think maybe I'm making this announcement too soon, but I think my mother has just called.
I love Ricky's mom.
Speaking of that, the guy that I was talking to online, he lives in Dunedin. Where's that?
It's over where his... Connor's aunt lives.
Is that like far?
It's on the other side of Tampa.
Oh, well, that's close to me. I'm thinking I'll talk later. But it's funny because I have been talking to him on a dating website called OkCupid. I know it's so lame, whatever.
I never heard of that one.
But it's pretty cool. And he's cute and nice.
And
he's my age, 36.
Okay.
And he has a good job.
Hasn't asked you to be his master in puppy play?
No.
Okay, good.
No. But what's funny is, you know, I was talking about the podcast, and so he started to listen to a few episodes, and he's like, oh, you guys are funny. He goes, is that your real mom that calls in?
And you said, yes.
Yes,
yes,
of
it
course.
Is.
My mom, she gets my nipples all perky for me when I need them to be perky. That's how it goes. But he was in the room earlier, but he's at a family function, so he may not be able to listen right now. But I told him I would talk about him.
Bless his heart.
He goes, what do I have to do to be mentioned on the show? I was like, well, it doesn't take a lot.
Yeah. Unzip your pants.
How dare you? It doesn't take that.
Oh, you were thinking it too.
He's cute. I'll have to
Oh, what is that?
Oh, somebody text or message me on AIM.
Oh.
Someone that doesn't do a podcast anymore.
They still have that?
Yeah, I know, right? Because Twitter has totally taken that over. Like, I don't ever use AIM.
I got an IM.
What?
Girl, I'm looking at that like it's a Betamax.
Betamax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the big disc players in school? Like the discs that were like this big? Did you have those in school?
What kind of discs?
It was like a CD, but it was a huge disc like this big. It was like a movie.
Oh, like a laser disc?
Yeah, laser disc. Yeah, Do you remember that shit? Yeah. And now they're like this big. I just...
because all our listeners can see.
Well, yeah.
Now they're like this big.
I'm retarded. Sorry. But what's funny is they... yesterday I was at the store and like a 2 liter of soda is like $1.79 now. And I was thinking, when I was a kid, this was like 59 cent, you know, a 2 liter.
They had Coke when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Pecker.
I thought y'all went down to the soda fountain and got sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. Or root beer.
Or that one.
I want to talk about something real quick when we were talking about the wish list and the P.O. Box and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I want to give a big thank you to Stevie B and Warren.
Uh-huh.
Because Stevie B has listened to the last 3 or 4 episodes, and when I said P.O. Box, please send Daria, he fucking did it.
Well, that's very...
He sent me the box set of Daria.
Very nice of them.
And I love it. Yesterday, I was with Trucker Mike. And we went to his house, and we watched like the first disc, the first season.
Yesterday was the first time I'd ever met Trucker Mike in person. Mm-hmm. And he came in, y'all were here for maybe, 10 minutes in the house. The whole time you were here and he was here, the only thing I could think of was that picture of his pierced penis on the blog.
On the blog.
I'm like, okay.
But yesterday he was like, Ricky, I'm kind of lonely. And, you know, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, here, let me get on Twitter and see if we can get some people. And let me tell you, the first person that responded, Larry Vader. He was like, expect my gray Honda to be in his parking space tomorrow morning.
So Mr. Larry H. Vader.
He loves him some Trucker Mike.
Liked him some Trucker Mike, huh?
He goes, Trucker Mike equals delicious.
We'll go you.
But I was showing him all the things people were saying. And then he was like, when's your next bear event? Can I go with you? I'm like, no, I don't think you really understand because.
Well, it's kind of funny. Connor asked what after y'all had got here. Connor's like, he's straight, right? I'm like, yeah. And Connor's like, yeah, I don't think so.
What?
Connor said he thinks he could be had.
Oh, he could be had. I could have had that, but I have not. Believe me. And he knows it. But just saying, whatever. He doesn't care.
I'm just saying.
But he was like, well, when's the next bear event? You know, I want to go. And I said, I don't think you understand, Mike. If you go there and these guys, first of all, you're cute and you're bearish.
Yeah.
So if you go to a bear event.
And they will get you drunk enough to.
They're going to pounce on you.
Do something with you. You'll wake up the next morning saying, God, I have a hangover, and why does my ass hurt?
Right. No, they
that
would
also
be...
known as the title to episode...
This one?
298, or whatever it is.
296, I think.
There you
or
go.
Whatever. I don't know what episode it is. But, business, Pride 48, next weekend, 9 to 11.
Yes.
PM.
Featuring... Taffy.
And Taylor.
And Taylor from Cod
is my podcast.
Cod is my co-pilot.
Would you like to try that again?
Taylor and Taffy from Pod is my co-pilot.
Good job. Let's clap.
Oh, my God. I'm a little dyslexic today, y'all. Me and Connor were watching TV yesterday and flipping channels, and we stopped on that, what is it? The Ultimate Fighting.
Oh, I don't like that shit.
Anyway,
it UFC?
Was, yeah, that one. So anyway, it was like a guy laying on his back with his legs up in the air and another guy like
humping him
between his legs. I'm like, that's very homoerotic. Yeah.
Twins.
And Connor's like, ew, they're nasty. You can get ringworm from those boys.
Ringworm. Like, that's the worst thing you could get in the world.
That was my response, too.
Oh,
those,
ringworm.
Those dirty boys, you get ringworm from them.
You can get MRSA. That's worse.
Why do you think their ears look like that?
No.
The MRSA done got up in there, y'all.
The MRSA done got up in there. I want to thank everyone for being in the chat room today. It makes me feel good that all these people showed up.
It does. I'm glad that we finally got a decent turnout.
Yeah, because we're usually like, oh, 8 people.
Oh, 3 people.
And thanks. We even had at least 10 before the show even started. Which
I know.
So I want to thank you guys. I really appreciate you all, even though I threatened to kill you if you didn't show up.
Well, everybody just shows up to all the other live shows, but us, we have to threaten.
We're the redheaded stepchild of live podcasting,
I guess. Well, maybe if we tried being depressing like the other live shows.
Stop it.
You know,
Julian, you're trying to start trouble.
You know I'm joking.
Foul Monkey's product placement.
If Big Fatty can rag on us, then I can rag on him.
Look what Vertel Virgo just put in the room.
Oh, an anal douche. Nice.
We're saving that. That's going to be album art.
Squeaky clean, happy pig feeling. The Foul Monkey's anal douche.
Wow. Is that a douche thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
I used to have one like that. Same color and everything.
Oh, God. I'm really uncomfortable right now. I just don't like that, y'all.
I know.
We have some postcards we need to send out, but nobody sent us their addresses, so.
That's okay.
Douching
prevents tongue burn.
Only with milk. That's disgusting. I was thinking about earlier this week. I was like, I was just thinking to myself, if somebody... If that was like a true problem and somebody said, your ass made my tongue burn.
Did you say a true like, problem?
A true problem.
Oh. You slurred a little bit on that one.
It's a true problem.
It's a true problem.
Okay, sorry. I'm thinking people are calling us, but
oh,
I'm trying to make sure that we don't have any calls so we don't miss them.
So we don't have a call?
We have 2 more calls. How long have we been recording?
You always ask me this at the most inopportune moment.
50 minutes? Okay, we need to play some
calls. No, we have not been recording for 50 minutes.
Oh, we have 15 minutes left?
Yeah, we've been recording for 44 and a half minutes.
Okay, so we can play a phone call right now.
I guess we can.
Let's play some phone calls.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by...
Yeah, that worked out good for you, didn't it?
Brought to you by Logitech headsets.
Because that was so funny.
You know what? You know what, Julian? It can't always be funny.
Well...
Are you trying to put me in a bad mood?
No.
Okay, good.
That's not a real product, and it's not on the table. Yeah, because the real product on the table was so funny.
Not straight.
Who's not straight?
No, not is straight.
Oh, he is?
I didn't know that. That's interesting. I just learned that.
Well, although the anal douching, the anal douching and the anal rinse may disgust you, just think about dirty, mincy blood that comes out of pussy. Exactly.
Really?
That is 10 times nastier than anything.
I like mincey blood on top of my pancakes.
boysenberry flavored?
Connor about threw up in his mouth.
I mean, roast beef and boysenberry?
Yeah. I like beef on my pancake. Wow, that stopped it dead.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Let's do some phone calls. Let's see. Let's open them up.
That's what she said.
You keep asking about how many people are listening. No one cares. Nobody cares. Move the show forward.
I try telling him that, but he doesn't listen. That's why I said not to mention the fact that y'all can't hear us, because that will slow him down.
Yes.
If I'm not here cracking the whip.
Whatever. You wish you could crap a
crap a whip. I crap that whip, y'all. I can't even say.
You fucked up my fuck up.
Meh. I can't even crap a wick.
Exactly, Larry Vader. Us fat people do care how many people listen. We need that self-assurance.
Whatever.
You know, because he's so fat.
That's why you look at yourself in the mirror while you
and laugh and dance. And then have black people laugh at me. Next phone call.
Yes.
Oh, and Daniel Brewer, I thought you were my mom there for a second. Wrong number.
This is Joe in Dallas, and I just finished the last part of the last episode. And I'm sorry, Julian, you might have to stay home anytime that Ricky ever goes out or, like, find a place to leave an extra key, because the mere thought of Ricky... mid-compression trying to stop. And you know Ricky doesn't have the stopping power he used to. I'm gonna just leave that
I have no earthly idea what he was talking about.
Me either. Apparently it was funny as shit.
It was funny as hell, but I don't know what he was talking about, and I really... Wow.
That's...
Wow.
Odd. He must have been drunk or high. He was probably high. You know how these dark ones are.
Black people are.
High on stuff all the time.
Mm, they smoke that marijuana.
Marijahoochie.
I got a couple of emails.
You do?
This week.
You want to talk about them?
I do want to talk about them.
Okay, and then we have one more call when you're done.
Okay. Real quick, let me get to my mail. Trucker Alex.
Hear that? That's me scratching my arm.
Nobody cares about your eczema.
That's not funny for people that really have eczema.
Okay. Trucker okay. Alex sent me a pic from the people of Walmart of some man or woman in Daisy Dukes and Crocs, which made me laugh. But the other one, and I will, this one says, and I'll read it and then show it to you for reaction purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the headline is, "My 24-year-old horse cock." It says, "I've been listening to the old shows and keep hearing you complain about no sex pics. Hope you like."
Ah. Who sent that to you?
Scott Sutton.
Oh, okay. He's in Chicago, or no, Wisconsin, I think.
So
that's dirty.
When somebody sends me an email entitled "Their 24-year-old cock," that is not what I'm expecting to see. I was highly disgusted and disappointed.
That top one was nasty.
Yeah.
Ooh. Gross. Huh? What's going on?
Oh, Connor wants to see the pictures.
Oh.
There was only two of them.
Oh, you want to do another phone call? Oh, don't send. I'm glad they did not send that to me.
Well, people send the racist and disgusting things to me, apparently. Well,
duh, because it's where it belongs.
I got also got another one. I won't say who it's from, but says Julian, why don't black people like Tylenol? Because it's white and it works. See, that's the kind of things I get in my email box.
That's bad. Road. Because it's white and it works. Some of it's red and yellow, though.
And so, except when it's laced with arsenic.
No, it works.
Yeah, it works. Your head don't hurt no more, do it?
It sure don't. Mm. All right, here we go. Next phone call. And we got another phone call, too.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Suffering from injuries from an aggressive sexual partner? Missed work because you can't walk after a weekend in the sling. Can't lift yourself out of bed because you didn't have a strong back. At the long firm of Missionary and Chase, we get compensation for sexually related injuries. Smothered by a ginger bear? We get you cash. Trapped in your cock ring? Cash money. Puppet show go horribly wrong? Cash for your survivors. At Missionary and Chase, we make your cowgirl pay for the back surgery for his cowboy. Call 1-888-555-COCKBLOCK. That's 1-888-555-CKBK for your cash money. Yes, Connor, give us a call.
And of course, Connor's looking at us like, what? What's so funny? Because he can't hear us. It only comes through the headphones.
Oh, I love that. It sounds like something from 1-800-ACT-SCARY.
Speaking of that,
mm-hmm. Did we talk about that on the last show?
Did we?
I think we did.
Oh, never mind then.
But you can repeat it if you'd like.
How dare they change the name of the Ford Amphitheater to the 1-800-ASK-GARY Amphitheater?
You still can't get over it, can you?
Honestly. You know, corporate naming of arenas has gotten out of hand when we now have a 1-800-ASK-GARY Amphitheater.
And how many people do you think are going to come to that?
The black ones.
Oh, you're being extremely racist today.
Is that
not that it's any no different?
Is that a racist sound? The clunk.
Yes, that's the racist put it in the trash sound. Oh. And we got another phone call. Here we go.
I cannot believe you hung up on your mama on this important day that you just you're just continuing to disappoint me. But anyway, that sucker Mike was all out that metal stuck in his hoo ha and doo doo ah, and you need to get on that and break a tooth on that thing. Break a tooth on it, and you know that'll get your insides all perky, and it'll juice you up and everything, and you just ride that like you Roy Rogers riding Dale Evans into the sunset. Just
who?
Get on that thing and go for it, and take him to that band convention. Mama will be there, and if you won't do him, I'll do him. Or anyway, pinch Julian that albino's nipples for me, because, you know, he's just like another son. Oh, God, I don't need another one of those. All right, now, bye-bye, and I can't wait to hear you next weekend on your little show. However, Saturday night, that really interrupts my drinking time, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Anyway, just pretend like I'm there. Bye-bye.
This just in to Foul Monkeys. Ricky's mom is going to do Trucker Mike.
Ooh, Trucker Mike's going to be my dad.
And his metallic penis.
Right. His bionic penis.
Yum, 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 yum.
I'd love to party with Ricky's mom. If my mom heard that, I think she would literally pass out high. Because you've heard what my mom sounds like. Not even close to that.
She is so country.
Should we try to call her?
And then play it for her?
No, we cannot call her or play it for her. No, I need to prepare her for that. I can't do that.
Everybody is saying that your mother kind of sounds similar to Auntie Vera.
That is who loves the See's candy.
Yeah. Who doesn't love the C's candies?
I don't know. I've never had it, so I expect it in my P.O. box sometime soon.
Wait, Trucker Mike or the candy?
No, I could have him in my actual bed if I wanted.
I thought P.O. box was
Connor's like, oh, okay.
I thought P.O. box was a euphemism for your...
my brim.
Okay.
Oh, rub it in. Oh, I will rub it in,
that's
Larry.
That's what he tells them after they come.
Ew. Rub it in because you're not taking a shower here.
I got to work early in the morning.
I have a headache. Bye. Larry Vader, I would like to have you know that my Trucker Mike has been in my bed, and I actually had to kick him out of my bed to go sleep on the couch. That's when the 18-year-old crazy boy, remember him from my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who, thank God, forgot my name.
The one that tried to pick up me after you left him with me,
right.
And went to
and
bed.
And I was like, I'm going to bed. See ya.
And then he was out here, like, feeling up himself through his pants.
You know you love it.
No. I'm like, if I give you a Xanax, will you leave?
Larry Vader goes, shower at home. I don't have hot water and I don't have clean towels.
Well, they can look at his bathroom and know that he doesn't have clean towels.
I have clean towels. I always have clean towels. I don't even use all of them.
How do you see yourself in that mirror?
Which one?
Your bathroom mirror.
In the one on the wall? That's dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to clean it today after we're done, but yeah, the mirror's dirty.
Yeah.
Apparently, I like to brush it just like my teeth.
Yeah, I saw that.
How much longer have we gone?
We are at 58 minutes.
All right. We have one more phone call.
All right.
This might... Oh, I hate when I do that.
You're fucking it up again.
Fucking it up again. And I can't... now it's in my iTunes, and I don't want it in my iTunes. Hold on.
Podcasting.
Ginger Bear, it's your mama, and I don't know how to express my disappointment in you today. I'm just very disappointed in you. And I don't know that I should talk about it on your little show, but anyway, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be strong, but I... that albino says that you hadn't been getting it in your butt lately, and I'm just crushed. Your mama taught you better than that. In fact, I just came in from garden, and I brought a very large vegetable in, and I'm going to put it in the mail to you. It's not See's candies, but in a few blood. And you know, if you don't clean out, it'll be brown like that dark chocolate See's candy, so it'll be lovely. And the other thing that I wanted to just say, how terribly disappointed I am in you, is I don't remember. But anyway, if you come to me, I will call you back. And it was very important. I wonder what it was now. And I do remember now that Trucker Mike, I am crushed. I am just crushed that you have not hopped on that ride and ridden it until tomorrow.
I guess that's where the machine hung up on her.
I'd love to know what kind of indention you would have back there.
I don't want
going in and be like speed bumps going in,
kind of like anal beads being pulled out but in reverse.
And if he got real excited.
That would never happen. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, no, sorry. Guru Nitty says he's peeing himself.
Ricky does that
my
on Saturdays.
Mom, and Sundays. Mm. All right, so we need to get out of here.
All right.
I want to thank everyone for showing up to the room because I really appreciate it. It makes me feel important that more than three people are in our room today.
It does. I love each and every one of you.
Make sure you're here next Saturday from 9 to 11.
And join us and Taylor and Taffy from Pod is My Co-Pilot.
They will be here, and I'm sure there will be hilarity.
Of course.
Give us a call, 206-984-3685, or give us a text message at 206-66... No. What?
You don't even remember the fucking number? Oh, my God.
863-666-0377.
Email us at owlmonkeys@gmail.com and or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And send junk and stuff like C's candy to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And check out our wish list.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys. And you can follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
I hope you guys have enjoyed the last hour of listening misery.
I know I have.
Yeah, it's been great.
We actually have till like 4:30.
I know, but I'm really out of stuff to say.
Yeah, I'm kind of done.
And I need a cigarette.
You don't need a cigarette. You want a cigarette.
If you don't want to be red, then I need a cigarette. I'm just saying.
Yes, you do need to go to the discount shop at See's Candy and buy me some.
I do not want any irregular See's Candies. I want the good stuff.
Oh, you don't want the chocolate that's white on the top because it's old?
No. See's Candies in irregular sizes for your munching pleasure.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 296. We appreciate you all and have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.